This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. In Nepal, the fall of the government has brought back the head of the Communist Party as Prime Minister for the fourth time in a power-sharing arrangement. Former British government's conservative policy spent $900 million to send migrants to Rwanda, but no asylum seekers chose to go, according to the new Home Secretary. More than 44,000 people logged onto a Zoom call to support Kamala Harris and raised more than $1.5 million for her campaign in 3 hours after Biden's announcement. In the first 24 hours, Harris raised a record $81 million and attracted 28,000 volunteers. Jim Kohlberg, chairman and co-founder of the private equity firm Kohlberg & Company, will give $30 million to fund research, public outreach, and public policy advocacy over a decade to the Brennan Center of New York University to reform the Supreme Court. Former President Donald Trump is now the oldest presidential nominee in history and has been less transparent about his medical history. Trump, a 78-year-old with a history of heart disease and obesity, has not shared any updated blood work results or other specific information to assess his ongoing medical risk. Invitation Homes, one of the nation's largest corporate landlords, will pay $20 million to a whistleblower in 35 California cities to settle a lawsuit charging that the company made unapproved renovations to its portfolio of 12,000 California homes. Annual rent repeated a nearly 16% increase in 2022. First vaccine for malaria received major regulatory approval in 2015, but didn't become part of vaccination programs in Africa until 2024. Mississippi River Basin extends to 32 states and two Canadian provinces, moving 600,000 cubic feet of water a second into the Gulf of Mexico. Doctors are questioning the Apgar test for newborns because of points given to pink skin. Prices of sanitary pads and tampons have risen faster than the price of food, forcing women and girls to have their monthly budgets who can't cover all of the essentials. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, United Labor Unions Local 100, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.